like 5.5 sacks his rookie year, and then he just took off. What happened with him between year one, year two?
I don't know if he might get mad, I tell you. But one day, he told me our D-line coach kind of cussed him out and made him feel like he wasn't a player. He went home. He got his mind right. And he said that after that day, he made it up in his mind that he know he's a great player. And from then on, you've seen a dramatic change. Like, it was like a decision made, and that was it.
What do you miss about Houston, Antonio?
I miss great sushi, steak, my daughter.
What's that?
My daughter.
She's still down there?
My fish. Football, man, football is football, and I love it here, man. I think that in every stage in life, you know, you should embrace it. You should enjoy, you know, every journey that you have. And so, you know, I miss people. You know, I miss a couple things. You know, far as like food, but other than that, man, I'm good.
They still have some of the same weapons on offense, but with a different quarterback. How different does this offense look this year?
They look a little bit different. I think that they're not as much as they don't press as much on the zone. They got a little bit of downhill running in the package now. They still going for deep balls. Andre's still the dude, you know. So it ain't much different, but it's just some subtle differences.
Have you set some goals for the game, you know? Got to be a sack or so?
Never set goals. I just go out there and try to have fun.
Looking at film of their first game, do you think Arian is back to being Arian?
Man, he's moving around pretty good. He's moving around pretty good. And I think it was a couple chances he had to break some runs, but you know, you got to give it to Washington's defense. They was closing some gaps pretty good, but they was open though at first. But I think that if you give him a slight curtain, man, he can hurt you pretty bad. So we're gonna have to play just as aggressive as Washington did, and put as many hats on them as you can, because just when you think you got them, especially in that zone scheme, they can break one big run on you.
With all of the things that went wrong last year, don't you feel like Arian's not being able to contribute in that offense? That, you know, Coob's offense and, you know, this offense too. Wasn't that about as bad as things happened to you when you lost Arian from last season?
I think that was one of the big factors of you know, the way the offense kind of went last year, is that the running game wasn't what it was.
And it needed to be in that scheme.
It dang sure need to be when you're in the zone, play action type of offense and scheme.
JJ talked about how they miss you around the locker room, your sense of humor, and all. And there's a lot of the guys in this locker room are kind of saying the same thing about what you bring here. Was last year sort of the ultimate test for you of being able to keep your spirits up and be that kind of person under that kind of, lack of success?
It was testy. Yeah. It was testy, but I just can't help being me. That's who I am all the time. So, you know, even when things was bad, you know, it always squeaked out. Even when you want to come to work with a frown on your face and act all mean and whatever, because everybody, you know, when you get to lose and everybody takes it in a different way, you know, I still kind of kept it light every now and then.
Are you looking forward to bringing the Ninja Warrior to the Black Hole on Sunday for the first time in a game that counts?
Man, I'm looking forward to the Ninja Assassin getting out every game. I don't just want to limit him to one place or one game. I really would like double-digit Ninja game.
But this will be new for these fans, so it's going to be fun, right?
Definitely. Definitely. And I am looking forward to bringing him out, you know, so...
And has the Tonestradamus character carried through in Oakland, or have we moved on for that one? Or is he?
Right now, I just ordered my new 8-ball, so I'm waiting. I'm waiting on my eight ball to come in so I can predict the future. You know, right now my powers are dwindling.
You got to get the ball first.
Yeah.